Hi, how are you?
Very well, mate. Were you surprised by how heated this got?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not something I would have ever seen coming to me. It was, another night at work, but obviously at the time that this incident happened, it was pretty uncomfortable, and I did not ever anticipate that it would turn into something like this. If it's okay, I would like to just start by clarifying one thing that that's been stated in so many stories and headlines that she was breastfeeding, but I did not know that, and I did not was not
Oh,
informed of
mate,
that till
you don't need,
till
you, nah, you don't need to clarify that with us. We don't care because we know that wasn't the problem. The problem was the baby was making
and
noises.
also, well, okay, I'm so sorry. Yep.
No, don't, jeez.
I think there's a slight delay, and I apologize. I also just want to say that, hey, and I have said this before, but if you want to breastfeed in public, go for it. It doesn't bother me at all. I'm 100% okay with it. It's completely natural. I'm not. That's not. That's a non-issue for me.
Arj, you, okay. First of all, we were not under the impression that this was about breastfeeding, but the fact that you need to clarify that all the time says to me, you're under the pump, aren't you? You're feeling this.
Well, I think pump might be an unfortunate term to use in this discussion, but I am getting a lot of mail and messages, and I don't read it all because I couldn't. I don't think I have that much time in the day. I've never gotten contacted this hard before, if that's a term or phrase. But I get many of the disgruntled and ranging from disgruntled to even hateful messages comment about the breastfeeding, and as if that were part of the
Right.
Reason why I asked her. It was, as I've clearly stated, it was just an audio disruption. And so anyway, it turned into this thing. But I think the media kind of ran with that because I do think they like to stir up outrage, and it worked. So
Are you feeling a bit bummed out? You feeling a bit low?
I haven't been sleeping so well. So yeah.
Right. Okay. In the
But I'm okay.
future.
But
Good.
I have a lot of support and a lot of good friends, so.
In the future, Arj, if I could give you a piece of advice, not that you're asking for it or that I'm even qualified to, I reckon you've just got to be harder on this stuff in the future. Instead of kind of hinting that she's got to leave, you should have just told her to leave. What do you think?
Well, thank you for your suggestion. I didn't hint. I did say I'm sorry the baby can't stay, or something like that. I wouldn't want to say, try to remember the exact wording, but I didn't say, is there a chance or maybe? I said, I'm sorry, but the baby's got to go. But I was trying to be gentle because none of this was about, again, kind of obvious to me and to a lot of people, but maybe not to everyone. I had no interest in humiliating this person or shaming this person or their child. I just wanted to create a uninterrupted soundscape so I could do my show. This was a very quiet theater. It's the Athenaeum in Melbourne. It's a beautiful theater, but you can hear a pin drop in there. So the baby was not screaming. It was just sort of talking like goo-goo, which is fine and super cute. But I was 5 meters away, give or take. So that means at least 100 other people, at least, if not the whole theater, could hear that too. And if you don't mind, can I lean into another point?
Yeah, go on then.
There's been, among other things, it's a little hurtful to read stories that suggest that, and this might has a little to do with my pride, admittedly, but it's been suggested that the baby was ruining my train of thought. I did not say that. I might have used the word distracting, but as far as focus, you really develop that as a comedian because we work in nightclubs with wait staff and they're dropping bills and people are dropping drinks and people are getting up, and I work in outdoor festivals or pubs, and after 3 decades, I can focus pretty well on my show because I know it. I know my show, and I could deliver it over a baby screaming, probably. If I needed to, I could. It's the audience who has a delicate, experience of trying to get immersed in something who gets taken out of that, which is why we get upset when we're at the movie theater and someone's phone goes off. It takes us out of the movie. This takes them out of the comedy show. So that is very frustrating when you're trying to give your best and you're seeing the audience have their distraction turned to something. So this was not about me not being able to focus. Admittedly, at the moment, my focus isn't so great because of just a slight lack of sleep, and that it's just just been kind of full on. So yeah.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.